actually started in May of 2012, and it started off originally as a Facebook group. And what we were asking members was to take a photo of an early morning walk and basically just use this Facebook group just to share it. And it was received so well and so beautifully, and it was just incredible to watch it unfold. And it was just people from all around the world. And we got to a point that there was so much enthusiasm that after about 6 months, we sort of just put it to everyone. And I think back about then, there would have been about 1,000 members. And we said, look, collectively as this global community, because we've been so gifted with eyesight to capture these moments, what if we created something that we could help others who are less fortunate? And that's where we came up with the idea of the Breakfast Club Diaries book, was to use a selection of imagery that had been shared to make a book and to sell the book and to raise money for charity.
And the charity you chose was
the Fred Hollows Foundation, because of the simple fact that Fred Hollows was himself a visionary. He was an incredibly inspiring man. And the Fred Hollows Foundation actually has incredible programs to restore eyesight. And the thing about them is they'll go into remote parts of the world where other people won't go. And they also have a really strong focus on Indigenous Australian communities as well. So our goal is to, from the sales of the book, we're seeking to raise $14,850. That will actually help to restore eyesight to over 590 adults and children worldwide. And so far, we're really, really pleased to say that we've actually reached $12,221.46. Because the simple fact that the book was printed as a limited edition, we only printed 500 copies and we have about 200 left. We decided to get the book printed in Australia to support local jobs and to support local industry. Now, that meant actually it was going to cost two-thirds, or it was going to cost three times as much as actually taking it offshore and getting it printed elsewhere. And we didn't want that. We just thought we wanted to maintain this level of integrity with the project. So what we did, we went with an Australian printer. But what we had to do in order to get those 500 copies, we actually had to raise $10,000 in order just to get the book printed. So you could easily say that the project has actually generated $26,000, really. So we were really blessed. We had a number of local businesses come forward. The Breakfast Club Diaries, our initial thing was about the fundraising and about reaching our goal of the $14,850. Since that time, the Breakfast Club Diaries has grown into something much bigger. It's actually grown into this, like I said, this global community. But what happened, for example, it's actually become a touring photo exhibition. We had a member, Yelena, who lived in Kalisz in Poland, and she contacted us. She spoke no English, I spoke no Polish, but together we were able to actually select 200 images from the Breakfast Club Diaries. She got it printed at her end. She curated it. She travelled it around cities in Poland just to promote the Breakfast Club Diaries. And out of that, she gained full-time employment within the arts sector.
So the Breakfast Club Diaries book, it's wonderfully eclectically designed. You can have hours of fun looking at all the graphic design on the pages and things, and the different photographs that everybody took on their early morning walks. And you can get it by only online and by Googling it up there, and you know that the money is going to a very good cause to further the work of the Fred Hollows Foundation.
I think it's a collaborative arts project. It's
from all over the world.
Yes.
Which is absolutely wonderful. So go and look it up, thebreakfastclubdiaries.com. Just Google it, and you too can buy a copy knowing that you're helping out a very good cause and getting a beautiful book of photographs as well. And thanks for coming in, Sue.
Thank you so much.